Heavenly Father, we thank you again. Gather around the word of God, we are here, O Lord God, in your presence, Lord. Unto you shall the gathering of your people be. Lord, we thank you, Father, we worship you. You are the true vine. We are the branches, Lord. We know without you we can do nothing. And we know except we abide in you, we will not bear any fruit. But because we abide in you, you will cause us to always bear any fruit. And they will remain in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning, that we read your word this morning, trusting you that, Lord, you will bless the reading of it, Father. Lord, our faith increase. Bible says your faith increasing exceedingly. That's what the Lord wanted. Faith that can move mountains of any kind in the name of the Lord Jesus. Faith that put us in the position of the overcomer of every circumstance in the name of the Lord Jesus. And they all are brought forth by your word. Faith comes by hearing and practicing the word of God. Lord, we thank you, Father, for giving us your word. The lamp unto our feet, light unto our path. And we are always delighted that we will never walk in darkness because of this light that comes out of the word of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. So this morning, you in Christ and Christ in you. You in Christ and Christ in you. In John 14:20, and that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, see, and I in you. So the Lord Jesus Christ in you and me, and he in us. In John 15, verse 4, want to see a lot of places where in the Bible, I will just read over them many times, inclusive. But when we know the profound implication of these scriptures, we will be moving in the orbit of God at a greater momentum of the anointing of the Lord. So many of the places, either it's Christ in us or Christ with us and so on, but we don't worry, we should meditate upon them. John 15:4. Abide in me, you see, in Christ, right? Talking about you in Christ, right? There are many features like that. You in Christ and Christ in you. Abide in me and I in you, it said in John 15:4. When the Lord speaks like this, what do you think it means? It means everything, you know. No, it doesn't speak any word. It doesn't speak any word. Hardly, there's no idle word of God. Bible says, you know, God's word is power, it's potent, it's powerful, it's quick and powerful. Sharper than any treasure sword, it's said in one place and so on. Even to the piercing of stone that the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, I believe it is. No, the bone and the marrow, he says. And it's a discerner of the intents and thoughts of the heart, he says. So it's what is powerful and so forth. I want to read more of that chapter 15 of John. Verse 5 says, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, see that, you know, and I in him. Keep saying it all over. It means a lot of things, you know. So keep saying it, Christ in you, you in Christ, and Christ in you. If we know the power of these things, you know, so the church won't be here for too long, you know. Anyway, and, the saying, bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, the Lord said, you can do nothing. Now, verse 7 says again, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. See? So we are saying that the message is, you in Christ, right? And Christ in you. Verse 7 says, if ye abide in me, see? He is the word, right? And my words abide in you. So, in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. That was alone. It's powerful. You know, all God's word is powerful anyway. So praise God. His word abiding in you and me means to practice it. You know, it is not enough to memorize or even quote it or even preach it, but actually practicing the scripture, such as practicing the scriptures, you know, and it is letting his word teach us, letting this word dominate us and govern our life, every aspect of it. See? In Acts 17:28, talking about you in Christ and Christ in you, Acts 17:28. For in him, meaning in the Lord Jesus Christ, you in Christ, right? For in him we live and move and have our being. Galatians 2:20. The apostle wrote, believe not only himself, because he always saying that not only myself, but all who look for his appearing, all these blessings and so on. Say, I am crucified with Christ, either in Christ or with Christ. So all over the Bible. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. So when we say this to ourselves every day, I'm telling you, it transforming power. You know, you never talk about not having faith anymore, right? You know, when you practice these things day by day. And the life which I now live, I live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Colossians 3:3. For ye are dead, he said, and your life is hid with Christ in God. See? That is a powerful defense against any kind of assault of the devil, you know, and some of that, you know. So you have to say this thing to yourself every day. No matter what maneuver of the devil is and so on, I say almost every day these scriptures and so on, you know. My life is hid in Christ with God. See? Kind of invisible to the devil, right? That's what it means, you know. And you are the apple of his eyes in another place. I have to push God's eye to get me, you know. You activate them by faith. It's there for you and I, you know. So it's there. God has already done it, already said it. You have to activate it by faith. Know it, first of all, and activate it. Practice it and so on and that, you know. We are all professionals of one kind or the other. Above all things, we are the profession. Our profession is God's word, right? So just like you practice your profession, you have to practice the word of God. So we see right there. So you say, for you are dead and your life is hidden in Christ with God. But for this, and when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Praise the Lord. That verse means a lot of things, you know, to the believer and so forth. To me, one way I always look at that verse is this. Like Enoch prophesied, you know, in Jude, he said, behold, the Lord cometh with thousands and thousands of his saints, right? How could he have done that? Because he first of all raptured us. Praise the Lord. Then we'll come back with him. That's why we are looking at that verse, you know. Anyway, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, so we are talking about you in Christ and Christ in you. We are inseparable from him. The believer is inseparable from him. So, even in one place, we have planted the palm of his hand. I wonder where those fear used to come from. They call these words are not really, you know, the Bible says, let the word of our Lord Jesus Christ dwell richly in us. That's what it says. Where fear comes from is where that word is not dwelling richly as it should be in us, you know. So anyway, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, right? You know, so meaning you in Christ, right? You in Christ, be in Christ. He's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. These are the very, very scriptures we first of all knew when we came to the Lord and so on. Didn't end when we got saved. We have to live by it throughout until it comes, right? You have to remind yourself that you are in Christ and Christ is in you, right? All the time, you know. So, and verse 18. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. When he saved us, he gave us some work to do, you know. To which, meaning that is to say, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not in putting their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto you and I, Christians, the word of reconciliation. See, that's our job. Many of the time we are quick to condemn the sinner, many of the time and so on, that, you know, our job for this time is to reconcile the world, you know. The time of judgment will come, those who refuse Christ to the end, then we are going to judge the world, right? For now, the door is still open. We are to reconcile them through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God back to God. See that woman caught in adultery and so on. The Pharisee, you don't know what the Lord came to do and so forth. See this, what did Moses say? Stone him and so on. You know the story idea, you know. So, well, woman, has any man or them condemn you? Say, nay, Lord, call him Lord. Neither have I condemned you, right? Go and just sin no more. That's what he came to do. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Praise the Lord. Now, that's what we will be doing now. That is the ministry of the sons of God, to reconciliation of the world back to the Lord Jesus Christ through his word. Now, what a miracle that we have in our hands with all this that I just read so far, that we are a new creation. We belong to another race. We belong to another species. When you are born again, no longer of this world anymore, we belong to a different race, God's own race, God's own species, and so that you know. God took us out of the very dregs of our modern civilization and recreated you and I in a single moment from being convicts. We were convicts before, right? You know, to sons and daughters of God. That should make us to have a song every day, isn't it? No matter what we are going through. Let me read some scripture about you and I be sons and daughters of God. John 15, where I was reading before, verse 19. If ye were of the world, you see, we have been taken out of the world. We are in it. We're not of it anymore. When we are born again, right? We're no longer of the world. We are living in it, but we're no longer in it anymore. We are in it, not of it. Anyway, it says, if you were of the world would love his own. That's why a true Christian, so far, you know, you see that no way, you don't have anything to do with the other to preach to them, really, you know, you don't, their manner of life, your manner of life is different from theirs, you know, and so on that, you know. Anyway, so the world will love his own. But because ye are not of the world, Lord says to you, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. That's why they hated all over the world. As far as you pronounce the name of Christ, Satan is agitated, right? All the demons and all those people, they are agitated. They don't want to hear the name of Jesus, right? So anyway, so back in John 17, 14, I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them. You see, when you are wondering, why are we so hated? Right there, God's word, on account of the word, right? Maybe not idea of them. We begin to validate and so on when you are persecuted on account of the word, right? Persecution will come. We are really one of it, right? So we have to steadfast, you know, and so like that, you know. Because they are not of the world. You keep on sinning. They are not of the world because we are not of the world. Even as I am not of the world. They are not of the world, verse 16 says again, verse 16 says, they are not of the world. Even as I am not of the world. And in 2 Corinthians 6, 14, talking about you are taking us out of the dregs and all the things of this civilization, and we are a new species, a new creation in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are sons and daughters of God. 2 Corinthians 6, 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? You know, you are righteousness, right? So that's what he has made you to be, you know? And what communion has light with darkness. You are the light of the world through the Lord Jesus Christ, you know? But the light and the world is in darkness. Verse 15 says, and what concord has Christ with Belial? Belial means the wicked man. That's what he's saying. What has Christ to do with wicked men, you know? Belial, that's what he's saying right there in that verse, you know? And or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? See? We are the transformed, we are in the world, we are not of the world. Verse 16 says, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? All those who don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ are worshipping idols, one form or the other, you know. For ye are the temple of the living God. Talking about you in Christ and Christ in you. See, ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, why would I read this verse? I will dwell in them. You see that? You are the dwelling place of God. It's a mystery, right? No, the gospel is a mystery. No, the mystery of God, right? You can never understand it by the physical intellect. It's all by faith and revelation. Just God says so, that's it. Praise God. And it can never change. It's what he says. It's just so omnipotent. The all-wise God, you know, something like that, you know. Sometimes we bring it to our level. How you will react to things around you. No, God doesn't react like that. He has a different, you know, divine way of doing things and something like that, you know. I used to wonder, you know, no matter what Israel did to him, right? He may punish them a while, but he will bring them back again, right? See, because if we knew them, the same thing, the new creation, you know, we'll be thinking of him as man thinking and so on. See, I will never leave you nor forsake you, right? So, praise God. So we should be eating the word of God and live by the word of God alone. So I will dwell in them, he said, and I will walk in them. So when you are walking, Christ even walking in you as you obey the Holy Spirit, right? That's why it is, you know. So I will walk in them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Verse 18 says, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. So you see, two thirds of this world, as it's said to say, are all the things of this world, and we are a new species, a new race. We are in the world, we are not of the world. Our job is to continue to reconcile. He trusted us, because he's in us, right? I do nothing. John 5:19, I do nothing. But what the Father shows me, right? The same way he called us, I'm still believing God that all creation will come to that place where we say, we don't just rush to do something. You know what he has shown us. We say, well, what he has shown us only, you know. So anyway, so the old things of condemning oneself should pass away in your life. Because right there in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Talking about you in Christ and Christ in you, right? So the condemnation should go away for your life. Because you are in Christ and Christ is in you, right? Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And you know, when God does condemn you, why are you condemning yourself? Bible says, happy is the man, don't have that. Happy is the man that condemns not himself in that which he allows, right? I mean, I'm not going to condemn you, are you condemning yourself? You know, that the devil that will just, you know, to slow you down. You know, your joyous walk with the Lord. Don't let him do it and some of that, you know. Because we are in Christ Jesus, right now, in the present tense, there should be no sense of condemnation about us at all. Very, very hard on the average Christian. And everyone to fight it one way or the other, because no matter how close you are, if you tempted Christ, when you tempt me and you, praise the Lord. But when you know the word, how did the Lord overcome? It is written, right? That's the only way you can do it. But many of the time, we use other kind of a means, you know, try to do some other kind of petty work and so on. No, that won't cause it, you know. It is God's word. Praise the Lord. So that's the only way to really overcome him, really. Overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. Don't forget the weapons of your warfare. They are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling of strongholds. So the old things of sin are passed away. So, I mean, quickly, sometimes we accuse God's children, you know, the accuser of the brethren, right? But when we know the word of God, you know, we know in Romans 6:11, likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, see, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Scriptures abound how that the Lord has overcome sin for us. Even Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. It's done. Just act on that word, you know. See, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. All things of weakness are gone too, because you are in Christ, right? And Christ is in you. All things of weakness are passed away. Even right in the Old Testament, Joel 3:10 says, let the weak say, I am strong. Even encouraging them by the Holy Ghost in the Old Testament and so forth. How much more now in this testament is better than any other one that was made before. Ephesians 6:10 says, be strong in the Lord, see, and the power of his might. Where we get in trouble is not to be strong in ourselves. That's why we get into trouble, right? So we cannot of ourselves face the devil. It takes God's word. It takes us acting upon the word of God. The Lord taught us how to do it. See, it is written, right? And that Satan doesn't fear you or me. He fears the word of God in you. He fears the Christ in you. That whom he fears, you know. So, and he is the word of God. You know, so now, the old things of failure are passed away because you are in Christ and Christ is in you. Philippians 4:13 says so. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. See, it's your strength, right? The strength of your life, you know. So we have to eat this thing and let it digest, just like the food, the natural. If you eat your food, if for some reason not digested, you don't have any strength, do you? You don't. Your soul can be full. If you don't digest it, it just be there and so on. You don't have any strength. The same thing with spiritual things, right? First the natural, then the spiritual, right? So we have to meditate upon these things, you know, letting the words of our Lord Jesus Christ dwell richly in our hearts. And other scripture says, you know. So we can do all things. All means all, right? I always like the word all when I read it in the Bible, you know. There's no limit and so on. We put the limit there. No. Say limit not the only one of Israel, right? Don't let us commit the sin that Israel committed in the wilderness, right? Now, so let's see now. So you in Christ and Christ in you, it means a lot of things, victory upon victory. So and all things of doubt are passed away. One of my favorite scriptures is Luke 12:29. That if it will come to you, you have to just shake it off. Amen. Because in Luke 12:29 it says, neither be you of a doubtful mind. There was something found in Daniel. The Bible says Daniel, there was found in him the dissolving of doubt. Amen. Old Testament saint, right? Dissolving of doubt. That's why I could go to that king. Oh king. Ah, there is a God in heaven who revealed a secret. I can know. He faced the monarch. No? Who had to destroy all the magicians of Babylon and so on. I'm not a magician. I'm of the Chaldean stock. We understand science because true science is God. Test about God, right? I'm a Chaldean. I'm not a magician. I'm not a sorcerer, right? So we have a God who revealed a secret. He said, give me some days, man. And then God will interpret. There's a God in heaven now. And he was bold. Dissolving doubts, right? That was finding him the dissolving of doubt. That should be our life, amen? It happened by the revelation of the word of God, you know? So he gave all the glory to God. Let your garment, your gold be unto you, O king. You know, you don't want to get into any of those things, you know, something like that, you know? Praise the Lord. How do you dissolve doubt? By the word of God, you see? Practicing the word of God will destroy doubt. So we see right there. Now, so the old things of fear are passed away. Another enemy of the believer and so on. One of the Satan's tools. That's an A1 tool of the devil, right? Fear is one of them too. Fear, it should pass away. Because, we are told in 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I tell you, it will come to everybody. You shake it up by the word of God. You will not remember, look, fear, I know where you come from. You're not from God. So you can't have dominion over me. Praise God. Get it behind me, and so forth, God hasn't given me this kind of spirit. So the Bible has given, of power, love, sound mind. That's what God gave me, not of fear. So the old things of unworthiness are passed away because you are in Christ and Christ is in you. There's no more unworthiness. The sense of unworthiness is to be gone away from you. You're not doing anything at all. Romans 8:30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate. You see, you didn't even do it yourself. He predestinated you. No, he did for you, not me. Not, we didn't do it ourselves. Then he also called. And whom he called, then he also justified. And whom he justified, then he also glorified. What a powerful one verse of scripture telling about our redemption. Full redemption in Christ, right? Full redemption. I don't know that, Justification means that God never, as you have in Christ, and Christ is in you, he doesn't remember anything you ever did wrong. That is very, very still hard for many of us, many creatures to really ask. That is the truth, Come fully to it and come to that, So you are able to stand before God anywhere, anything, without condemnation, without, inferiority complex, Even Job was telling those guys, he said, I'm not inferior to any of you, Job said, So anyway, why is he saying that? Because of the righteousness of God that he even had. He walked in his integrity, right? The light of his day. So he was confident. So we too should be confident in the Lord Jesus Christ. So because we have been justified. Before the world began, he chose you and I in him. Not the day we went to the altar and say we receive Christ. That is just a manifestation of what has been before the world began. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, all of these things, and more are so because you are in Christ. And Christ is in you. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Can you imagine? All of us are born again and so forth. Created in Christ Jesus. Unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. So we see right there, God has prepared you to walk. He prepared me to walk in his will. His ability, not my ability, not your ability. In his own ability, and I've been given to you and I. God's own ability has been given to you and I. See? God's strength, the Lord Jesus' strength, is at our disposal, you and I, for whatever we want to accomplish in this world. It's for you and me. The good deeds that the Lord will have you perform are within your range of ability that he has given to you. So that's why all things, the Lord will tell you, all things are possible. To him that believe, right? All things. I always like it when I hear the word, it leads us by faith, you know. No matter what you are facing, I'm facing, Jesus said all things are possible, right? So that's what he says in all over the Bible. The heart is, we must side with the word of God all the time, amen? You don't be against God's word. Always side with the word of God, and you are going to be able to win every battle. Praise the Lord. I had all the go, you see? Amen. Praise God. Look at all the battles you ever won. Look back. It's when you come to that place where you say, look, I'm stuck with God. You are back, I call it abandoning myself to God, right? And he cares for you. First Peter, he cares for you and I. Praise the Lord. So that nothing can hurt you. You see, he even says, nothing shall by any means even hurt us. Do we believe all these things, you know, as we should, you know? So he says, nothing shall by any means hurt us. Praise God. Let every man be a liar and let God's word be true. Anyway, so let us practice the scriptures by the grace of God. So, and so now, so we see right there. We need to say, we need to get out of the babyhood realm and we are struggling, you know, and trying to be get something done and some of that, you know. So Bible says, decide the sincere meek of the word. You see, to get out of the babyhood, we have to decide the sincere meek of the word as they grow there by growing up unto him in all things. There's no more limit, you see, growing up to Christ in all things. About being filled with all the fullness of God. See? All the sons of God have come to this stage, this maturity in Christ, you know. So anyway, so and today, if I'm not there, even the apostles say, not because I already attained, but I'm following after, amen. We are also already attained. Let us walk by the same rule, right? And mind the same things, right? And keep on growing. Never going backward or sideways. Praise God. See? Going up unto him in all things and some of that, you know. So anyway, so we see here, so we have left all those things alone. God himself hath made us to be what we are in Christ. Even Apostle Peter says, and what I am by the grace of God. So all these things that we are talking about is because the Lord made us to be so. So being God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, ought to solve every problem of our spiritual conflict. Yeah, you have to be able to do it as we practice the scriptures day by day. You know, there is no limit to our work and to our ability. The only limit is the limit we set, either by ignorance of God's word or not practicing God's word. You know, that's the only limit you can set and so on. And what a blessing we will be to the world more than we ever be before. When we take our stance, or we take our hands off of this new creation, this new thing that you are, that God has made you and I to be, you know, we'll be a greater blessing to the world we are living in today. That's our number one job, reconciliation of the world back to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made in the righteousness of God in him. So by the new birth, by our being partakers of the divine nature, we have absolutely become the very righteousness of God in Christ. You know, what a concept. And that is the truth of for every believer, whether I've been saved 100 years ago or somebody just came to Christ yesterday, the same thing, you know, the same opportunity, the same privilege, the same status that we have with God. Well, what I said here is not a philosophy or a theory of any kind of a thing. It's a fact. You know, it's really a fact. We have been made the righteousness of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, somebody said, just as hunger and thirst are facts, our righteousness and our standing before the Father is a definite, clear-cut reality. Just act upon it. That's what we have to do, you know. We fearlessly declare that God has made us righteous. We didn't do it ourselves, the Lord God Almighty and the Lord Jesus did it for us. And like I said, righteousness means right standing with God. The Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous, became our righteousness. Therefore, we can stand in God's presence as though we have never sinned. That is what the Bible says, the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all sins. When I see the word "all," always lift up my face. Amen? That nothing else. All means all. So now, so we stand, we can stand in God's presence without a sense of condemnation or spiritual inferiority, like I said before. 1 Corinthians 1:30, one of my favorite scriptures, is 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness. Christ himself is my righteousness, amen, and your righteousness, sanctification and redemption. See, one of my favorite ideas. So now, Romans 5:17 says this: for if by one man offense, meaning Adam, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ our Lord. See? To reign in life. Yes, right in this life where we are at right now. Yes, we are to reign in life by our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the only way we can do it. You know? So praise God. And it's your disposal, my disposal, all my faith. Another scripture is Colossians 1:13. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness, or the authority, if you want to use another word, power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. This has just, it has been well said, the Christian live in the epistles, right? And some of that, you know, it's written to the church. You know, that's who you are in Christ, no matter how else we are doing it now. This is who you are. We have been delivered from the power of darkness. Not that he will do it, it's been done. See? You know? And has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. In whom, see? You in Christ, right? And Christ in you. In whom, meaning Christ, we have redemption. Through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. You know? So, and Ephesians 1:7, talking about you in Christ and Christ in you. He goes, in whom, meaning in the Lord Jesus, we have redemption through his blood. Like he said in Colossians 1:13, the same scripture, the same Holy Ghost writing in two epistles, you know, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. It's all by grace. By grace, Ephesians 2:8 says, by grace are we saved through faith. Through faith, not of ourselves, right? So, you know, as new creatures in Christ, Satan's dominion over us has ended. See? Jesus is our Lord. Praise the Lord. So we only have one Lord though. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. He can play one around if you're not taking a proper stand. Once he knows you know your stand, the Bible says he's sitting with a flea, right? He has to. You know? So, and I know sometimes it's bad to call with we are wrestling, right? Another scripture says so. So we in Christ have been redeemed from the curse of the law. That means poverty, sickness, and death. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth upon on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So all these things we get from God have to be by faith, right? Without faith, we are told in Hebrews 11, it's impossible to please him. And faith is not hard to get. The Bible says it comes, it tells us how to get faith, hearing the word of God, see? 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree. Didn't say an angel, he could have done that. No angel could do it. He had to be a kinsman redeemer, right? So that's why he came, you know, on the tree. That we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. Any kind of having been healed 2,000 years ago plus, you have been healed 2,000 years ago plus, because he put past tense there, you are healed. What do? You just accept it. Like our salvation has only one atonement, perfect atonement, right? Saved us to the uttermost. The same one, the same atonement that saved us, healed us. You know, the same one. Now, not two of them, one. One perfect sacrifice. He has perfected forever. Death that are sanctified. Praise the Lord. It is forever done thing, you know. So now, and we are told in Matthew 8:17, even the Gospels, you know, in the house of Peter and so on, many miracles happened in that chapter alone. A lot of miracles. And it came to Mary Peter's house and so on. The mother-in-law was sick of a fever. Put his hand on him and hand and so forth. Right away, she was made and ministered to the people and so forth. Why? He went to the mountain all night long. Before he came back in the morning, there was a long line. People waiting for healing, right? He didn't say, I was tired. He keep on doing it. Anyway, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, I wait like that. Not anybody else. Himself, Almighty God himself, took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. That, as you stand your ground on this scripture, no sickness can really overcome you. Not because we know in you. You keep on saying to yourself, Jesus himself did it and so on, that you know. So you can't lord it over me, Satan. And you know, you have to go. It has to. So anyway, blessed be the name of the Lord. We are not going to be healed, like I said, but we were healed by his stripes. The Lord Jesus Christ's stripes, we were healed, the past tense. So God remembers when he laid on the Lord Jesus, not only the iniquities of us all, as I said in 53, all of us like lost sheep, right? You know, we just go our own way, right? And, you know, it took all these things, our sins and everything away from us and so on. But also our sicknesses and our diseases. So this belongs to us today, all these blessings that the Lord has done for us who are in Christ, because you are in Christ and Christ is in you. So God provided it for you and for me. Refuse to allow Satan's dominion over you. Don't accept sickness. Reject it. I always like to say, whatever you bind on earth and so forth, one religion says, whatever you refuse on earth, are going to be refused in heaven. Praise the Lord. Yes, you know, you have to take your ground. Yeah, it's a battle, but it's a really warm battle. We win by the word of God. Nothing else we do, it's just the word of God. Now, they overcome him, right? Now, James 4:7. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I always tell the devil that way. That's God's word. It is written. So you have to flee. Whatever you are trying to do to me, you got to flee. It's God's word, right? Sometimes you may resist and so on. You know, but flee, you must. When you don't doubt anything, you know, as well as that, you know, just keep on saying the word. Now, God has already done all he is going to do by the devil. We know that through our Lord Jesus Christ. He did it already. The Lord Jesus defeated the devil for you and me. You know? And now it is our turn to do something about it. And bless the name of the Lord, because you are in him, right? And you are in him, and he is in you. You can do all things, you know? So sometimes it gets so hard, they have to remember that, look, you know, it's like one brother, I think it was bragging or something many, many years ago. I think God was talking to him at one time. And there came a demon between him and the Lord and so on. And to the point that this man will make such a noise, if I'm saying it right, I don't know if I read that. And he couldn't hear what the Lord was saying. Then he was wondering why the Lord didn't do anything about the demon. The Lord said, I couldn't. You couldn't, you are God. You couldn't. I said, I couldn't. God said, I couldn't. Because you have to do something about the devil. Resist him, right? You know, in my name, and all that, you know. So anyway, the same thing, you know. So we take your ground, and with the word of God, he wants you to come out and be dependent on him alone, you see, and then nothing can ever defeat you, you know. So we see. So we see, when we find out our rights and privileges in Christ, then we find out that the name of the Lord Jesus belongs to us, right? So because we are in him and he is in us. So now, in 1 John 4:4, God reminding you and I whom we are. That's why we live in the word of God, right? Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. See, you've done it already. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Christ I mean, you in Christ and Christ in you, right? So you see, so because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Again, I think we water down our faith, start to do something. No, we just know that it is Christ in me, right? The hope of glory. See? So the matter of creation is in you and me, the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter how impossible, brother and sister, the problems you are facing may be, looking to the Lord Jesus, who is inside us, and confessing that God is in us, will cause him to rise up on your behalf and on my behalf. You make the move, it's already finished, it. Just claim it and we do it for us. Back to Romans 8, right? Very glorious chapter in the Bible, Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things, see that word all again, nothing should be able to defeat a child of God. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him. You see that? You know, through him, how do we have by him, right? Through him that loved us. So according to the verse that I just read now, we are not only conquerors. We are more than conquerors. I like what Caleb said and Joshua. We are more than able, you know, to take the land. Not just be able to. We are more than able to take the land, he said. And God honored the word, right? He did, you know. God wanted to boast of him because his word is true, right? So he loved to hear us act on his word. You know, so anyway, we are more than conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ that loved us. Well, it may not seem to you and I like that in the physical sense, but our confession of it, because of it is the truth, you know, God will bring it to pass as we do not, you know, facilitate and so on like that. You know, God's word will create the reality in my life and in your life as you stand on it, you know. So now or later, before you know it, you will become what you confess, you know. To always confess the word of God. You will not be afraid of any circumstances. God's word, the gospel is positive. The Lord Jesus' word is positive. I never see anything negative from him at all. You see? So it's in the realm of possibilities. All of God's word and so on, you know. All of God's promises. Yeah. To God's children. You will not be able to have, you won't be afraid of any disease because you know he himself, Matthew 8:17, took my infirmities. You won't be afraid of any conditions, even whatsoever, you know. You will face this life fearlessly, more than a conqueror. That's what God wants us to act and live like every passing day. Now, Philippians 4:13, it's talking about you in Christ and Christ in you. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengtheneth me. My flesh and natural human reasoning will limit us to our own ability, but we don't go by our ability. Ignoring circumstances, even the problems, we don't say they don't exist, but we are facing them fearlessly with the word of God. The tests and the storms, yes, there are storms, but we have a master of the storms living in you and me. Amen. Praise God. Both literal and spiritual storms is there. The language of faith says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengtheneth me. We should be in that language to every situation. See? The strength of God is yours and mine. We do not trust in our own strength, no. The Bible says, God's word says nothing about being strong in ourselves, but it says to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So, let me see here. Okay, yeah, that's fine, that's fine. Okay, now, so, Galatians 2:20, I think I've read that before, earlier in the, you know, the other today. So, anyway, so we don't have to try to do anything, so we are crucified with Christ, right? Yet, nevertheless, we live, because Christ lives in us. Colossians 1:26, even the mystery, yeah, like I said before, it's a mystery, which have been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. As we are just happy, this has been hidden for ages, but now been made manifest to us as a saint of God. See? Now, verse 27 says, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So Christ lives in me, Christ lives in you. Like we have read many scriptures this morning, we just have to keep remembering this because there are so many voices that we know. You see? Like Jesus said, my sheep, they know my voice, right? And so they will not follow. Now, so now, we don't have to try to do anything. Our Lord has done it for us. Now, Ephesians 2:1. So, and you have been quickened to be made alive, right? Who were dead in trespasses and sins. But God, verse 4 of Ephesians 2. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. It could be Christ in you, but with Christ. And so, by grace he has saved, he said, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See? You in Christ and Christ in you. In Christ Jesus, in the mind of God, we are already seated in the heavenly places with Christ, in the mind of God, you know. That is the truth. So we were, Bible is in another place, we are buried with him in baptism. We are raised up together with him. The man of God has been done, you know. So I just live like that, because that's what God says, you know. So anyway, so crucified with Christ, the Bible says, and then we are quickened together, made alive together with him, and then we are raised up together with him, and then made to sit in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So now, Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need. I think I want to get a place where I will put everything where I can get, wherever you say all in the Bible, and I think I want to gather them together. Supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You know? So God put these things there for our constant meditation, you know, and acting, practicing the scriptures, right? So all your needs will be supplied. That's what God says in his word. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all, see that word all again, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. See? You in Christ and Christ in you. That's where all the blessings are in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's in you. So all things are possible unto you and me. Amen? As we act upon the word of God. So we note that, he's going to bless us, right? Not that, with anything. He has already done it. You know, this means that the Lord Jesus Christ, from the time that you are born again to the time he will come appear in that great glory, he has made provision for all you ever need. Praise the Lord. That already means, you know, that may be a little bit not, to the average Christian. That is the truth of the word of God. So we have to be like Paul. Maybe I haven't attained to that kind of level of faith, but we have to keep on growing in faith, you know. And I'm going to get there. You don't give up and so on. Everything you need, he has blessed you with and me too. It is yours. It is yours in the mind of God. God sees it done already, you know. All we have to do is to find these provisions for you and me in this world and make them become a reality in your life. You know, in the Lord Jesus Christ. See? So blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in wrapping up this morning, you see, you are in Christ and Christ in you. I mean, that can take it to a different level. So recognizing the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ makes it easier to have faith. You see, in his word. Just recognizing that he is in you. You see, you are in him, I see you. Help you to do many things too, you know. Make it easier to have faith. Though the Lord is not present visibly, for that what people get into trouble, right? We don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. Amen. Bible says that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. Amen. Praise God. Everything is by faith. You know that it's a faith God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him and so on that, you know. And we know how faith comes by the word of God. So anyway, so though the Lord is not present visibly and so on, he is present anyway, nevertheless, he is there, it's in you. Because you are a Christian, you are a child of God, right? He said, I will walk in them. I will live in them. You know, so he said, that Christ's presence is always with his people. The Lord even taught us again in the Gospels in John 14, about the last Christian, I'm going to read here, John 14:23, telling to those people, if a man loves me, he will keep my word. See that word? Keep my word. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. The epistle told us that you are the very temple of God. He said it in so many ways. You know, himself said it. When the apostles wrote by you, they said the same thing. So when Christians realize the full implication of this thing we are talking about this morning, so then what will happen to us? Then we can see John 14:12, become more ubiquitously fulfilled in the believer. Yeah, we have it going on today, but we have more of it. John 14:12 says, when we really know the very great, the impact of this thing that we are talking about this morning, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. That's what will happen to Christian John. Thank God for all the things he has done in the different centuries and ages and so forth. But as the age ends, you know, we see the full restoration. You know, that like in the early church, the full restoration at this age, this dispensation that we are living in right now, full restoration, revival will come into the church. And as we come, because we recognize all these things, who we are in Christ and so on and that, you know. And we accept it and we are acting on them. So you see, and I say, I put this one here, it is written, the spiritual impact should inspire the believer to endeavor to achieve the goal of the overcomer. In it, the spiritual impact of all this that has been written should inspire every believer to endeavor to achieve the goal of the overcomer. It's written, as well as that, you know. So this morning, let us get up to our spiritual feet and, start recognizing and practicing the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in you every day. So that's what we do this morning, like we have did before. I'm going to have your life will be a continued succession of miracles. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we are the most blessed people upon the face of the earth. Having the eternal God dwelling in us, the creator of all the universes and nothing, to whom nothing was made, that he alone made it, Lord. And he's dwelling in us. Lord, we thank you for all this that you have done for your people, Lord. We just pray this morning that, Lord, oh Father, we just, like the scripture says, to let this word dwell richly in our hearts, practicing the scriptures, Lord, and we can bring greater glory to our Lord Jesus Christ, that the reconciliation of the race will happen more quicker. And even then, then we can quickly bring back the king, because then with the Matthew 24:14 will be fulfilled when all Christians will begin to understand this thing that who we are in Christ, Lord. Lord, we pray so this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to our faith growing exceedingly to the moving of any kind of a mountain. It's made nothing that be impossible unto us through our Lord Jesus Christ. We go from here this morning with this understanding in the name of Jesus. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. We worship and we adore you, Lord. Receive all the glory. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. We are thinking earlier this morning. Hallelujah.